to While She's Away podcast. I'm your host, Dani Hall. I'm a solo budget traveler, queer second generation Latina, and a digital nomad. This podcast is meant to help women live their best lives traveling around the world. Whether you're a queer woman, a budget hostel-loving backpacker, or trying to live that digital nomad life and work from anywhere, there is space here for you. Now let's get into it. Welcome back for the official start or restart of season three. I am excited to be recording again, and I've been meaning to start recording again. And I feel like now that I've gotten to Costa Rica, I'm feeling inspired to. I've officially decided that we're going to be releasing podcast episodes on a consistent basis. And what that looks like is two episodes a month right now, because that's all I can do with working on podcasts on a daily basis. Working on my own has kind of taken a backseat, but two episodes a month feels super doable now that I have the space and time alone, which is partly what I want to talk about in this episode. But before we get into anything else, I just want to remind you that there are always resources for you to support Palestine in the show notes, whether that's calling your reps, whether that's emailing your reps, whether that's boycotting or finding a boycott, signing petitions, any of the things. There are resources in the show notes on ways that you can continue support Palestine. And so the goal of this episode, and what I really want to dive into starting this episode, is I want to explore this concept or idea of intentional travel and how I last year kind of began to recognize that I use travel as a coping mechanism, and really kind of talk you through my thought process of how I decided to take that seriously and do something about it. And I will preface for this entire episode to say that, like, that doesn't mean that travel can't be used as a random fun thing. And I've used it as a random fun thing. But I think my goal now is to be a bit more intentional and to be more mindful of my travel habits. And just to preface too, I say use travel as a coping mechanism, and I want to define coping mechanism so I'm not just like pulling this word out of my ass, you know. But coping, what I found on Google says that coping is defined as the thoughts and behaviors mobilized to manage internal and external stressful situations. So whatever it is that you use to manage internal and external stressful situations, whether that's maybe you're the type to like scroll on social media more, or to need a glass of wine at the end of your night, or whatever that may look like for you. But I think as a traveler, and maybe other travelers can resonate, that travel has been that thing that has allowed me to manage internal and external stresses. And we'll get more into that in a little bit, but I just wanted to start with that's kind of where I'm approaching this episode from. And then I also want this to be a chance for you to reflect on your travel habits and intentions behind your traveling. You know, it's lovely to be able to pick up and come and go as we want, especially for those of us who are digital nomads and can do that and work remotely. But I feel like sometimes we can get lost in that like thrill and excitement of it and kind of be going aimlessly. And I wasn't sure if this was something I wanted to talk about, but it kind of came up and came to me recently. I don't know if any of you know Nora Dunn, the professional hobo. She has a newsletter. She's really well known in like the travel space, has been traveling for decades, I think like 20 years now or more than that. And she's amazing. But her most recent newsletter was talking about traveling intentionally and what that looks like. And one thing I pulled from her newsletter, and I'll link it in the show notes if you want to go give it a listen, was she said that in almost every instance, my greatest travel memories and experiences were a result of some kind of experiment or mission. This creates a context for my travels and an opportunity to experience my destination in a unique, deep, and memorable way. And she goes on to ask the question of, have you ever tried to apply a theme or a mission to your travels? And I read that while in Costa Rica. I think it was like the first day or the second day that I'd gotten here. And it resonated so deeply because this specific trip, the reason that I'm here, this specific stay rather than trip, is really intentional. And I'm trying to be really intentional with it. And so I want to share a little bit about that intention and where that's coming from. I think when I first started traveling as someone who was 23 at the time, 22 going on 23 or 23, my goal was just to go. And I think a lot of you can probably resonate with that, where we just wanted to be traveling. I wanted to be on the other side of the world. I wanted to be somewhere. And I had kind of like on a whim picked India because there was a workaway I wanted to do there and was like, oh, well, while I'm there, might as well do Southeast Asia. And it was the best 3 months of my entire life. I will say this to this day. And that was 5 years ago. But ever since then, my reasoning behind traveling has just been like to go, to see more, to do more, to be in more places. And that was always kind of the extent of my intention, was just because I wanted to. And not to say that that's a bad intention. Because you want to is an amazing intention. That's why we do anything, because I want to. I think that's a great intention, but I wanted to find like some sort of deeper meaning than I did when I was 23 versus now being 27, turning 28 next month, and asking myself questions like, why do I want to go there? Why do I want to keep traveling? What is it that I hope to see? What is it that I hope to accomplish while I'm there? Is there a specific reason that I'm choosing this country? Am I interested in the history? Am I interested in the culture? Am I interested in the food? Like, what is it that I'm looking to get out of this and this moment, rather than it just being like, I feel like leaving and I want to leave and this place is cheap and I'm going to go there. You know what I mean? And I feel like I wasn't always intentional. My goal was just to kind of keep going. After Southeast Asia, I wanted to keep going. And so I found an English teaching assistant program in Spain and I went into that because I just wanted to keep moving. And I kind of reflect on that desire now to keep moving. And whether that's manifested in a positive way or a negative way, that's something to be discussed as well. But I think the overarching idea now is that I want an aim. I want a goal, and not to make it like some sort of capitalistic, like we have to keep moving, we have to keep being productive, you know, not to make my travels necessarily productive, but what is like the deeper aim within me? What are my inner goals? And that doesn't even need to be tied to like work and financial, but like personally, you know, am I working towards something? Am I being intentional? Am I just moving through life, hopping from one destination to the next aimlessly? And I almost remember one of the times in Southeast Asia when I was younger doing workaways. I did a few while I was there volunteering in different animal shelters and helping take care of dogs. And those were the times that I felt the most fulfilled in my travels because I was contributing in some positive way. Whereas when I was just staying in hostels and partying or hanging out and moving around, yeah, it was still a lot of fun and I have really great memories. But I remember moments of feeling kind of like lost in that of, okay, what am I doing? You know, what is my intention here? And just realizing that like as humans, we do crave wanting to have an intention, wanting to have a purpose, wanting to have a goal to our movement and to our life in general. And so I want that to lead into Costa Rica and how this trip ended up coming up. So I'll paint you a little picture. End of last year, kind of summer into fall, probably fall, September-ish time, October definitely because of what started happening in Palestine. But I was really depressed at the end of last year. And I decided that I was going to take a little trip. That two German friends and I had planned a trip to Portugal. And I was like, I'm going to go to Portugal, and then I'm going to go back to Spain because Spain always makes me feel good. And then I'm going to go to Germany and visit that friend in Germany. And I'm going to move because like sometimes that's what I need. And that's what's been fixing my moments where I don't feel good in the past. You know, that's what's been like helping me in other times when I'm like, I just need to move and I feel better when I'm moving. So me assuming that like that's going to work in this moment. And I was hoping it would fix my depression. And I remember even like packing my bags to leave and still feeling like not excited. You know when you're in that moment and you've got your carry-on backpack packed and you're all set to go and your flight's the next day. And yes, there's like a nervousness, but there's an excitement because you know there's going to be new experiences, new things on the other side of that. I wasn't feeling any of that. And that's probably because I was depressed in that moment. But I remember very clearly being scared about the fact that like this wasn't fixing me. Even in these moments that in the past it had worked, it wasn't working right now. And that was almost like an oh shit, you know, moment. And then I left on the trip and I had an amazing time in Portugal and I was with friends and I was able to be at the beach and watch sunsets from the beach and do all of these things. And it was so beautiful. But I was still crying randomly.
And I was still struggling with a lot of anxiety. And I was still depressed. To be quite honest, I was still depressed. And it terrified me that this thing that I had been using to cope, like I said, a coping mechanism to deal with external and internal life stressors, this thing that I had been using to cope was no longer functioning in this moment. And it's really scary when you've been using the same thing for 5 years and you get to a point and you're like, oh shit, it's no longer working. And then I think my brain could have really easily been like, well, maybe it's just this trip. Maybe I need to go somewhere else. And that's the escapism. That's the coping mechanism being like, no, this has to work. Until my German friend sat me down in Germany and noticed how I wasn't doing well. And really, not called me out, but yeah, called me out, but in a really loving way. And was able to say, hey, I can tell you're not doing well. And I can tell you're running from it. And I had to sit with that. I had to sit with that. And I remember her and I sitting across the table from each other. And it was a moment of like just pure honesty where I could be like, I am terrified of slowing down. I'm terrified of stopping. Because what happens when I stop? And everything I've been pushing away and everything I've been avoiding dealing with comes up. And I have to sit with it. And I have to feel it. And it kind of even makes me emotional right now because that was a really terrifying moment of realizing that I was going to have to feel these feelings that I had been able to push away for the past 5 years. And I don't want to say that travel was just that for me. You know, it wasn't just a coping mechanism. It wasn't just a way of dealing with my feelings, but it was part of it. You know, a big part of it was I had made amazing friends in different places and I loved exploring and I loved the adrenaline that came with it. And I loved the getting to know different cultures and I loved the random experiences that would happen and just everything that comes with travel. I do really enjoy it. But I think there's something that comes with getting older and recognizing that like you're using this as a coping mechanism. And so I had this really scary moment where I was forced to reflect on my life and travels and have that realization and then kind of think, what is it that I want to do next with this information? I know now this. And so like I just said, I had to first admit it to myself, and which I did with that friend and to her, and was able to like come to terms with that. And then the next step for me was finding a therapist and beginning therapy. And I think if you listen to the last episode, I talked about that being one of my goals for this year, starting therapy. And this was kind of one of the reasons. And I have since started therapy. Very happy. She's amazing. And it's been really helpful. And then the other biggest thing that I was like, what am I going to do next is staying still. And I think that's where Costa Rica now comes in. And I can explain a bit about this, but I had realized that I was going to have to stay still and sit with the feelings and things that I had been pushing away and avoiding. And that leads me here to Costa Rica. I haven't even been here a week. And there's been several moments where I've been able to identify this wanting to leave come up. And it's been lovely because I've been able to recognize it sooner. But a lot has happened since I've gotten here. In the last episode, I share how a travel friend had reached out to me saying that they knew someone who was renting a house in Costa Rica, that they couldn't be there, but they owned the house and they wanted to like sublease it, basically. I'm here now in the house because I decided that it was perfect for me. And I had all these kind of ideas of like, it'll be close enough to the beach that I could bike there in 10 minutes and go swimming every day and all these things. And a lot has come up in the past few days of being here, whereas like the e-bike I thought I was going to have access to is not here because it was stolen out of the garage while the house was vacant for a while. Getting to the house and realizing that I had to go grocery shopping, but I'm kind of remote and to get to town is an hour and a half walk and a 30-minute bike ride, and I don't have a bike and there's no Ubers out here and taxis are super expensive because they're trying to rip you off and all of these things. And so my second day here, I decided to walk to town. And of course, I hopefully, thank God, got picked up by somebody. And they dropped me off closer. And then I decided to walk back with my groceries and someone else offered me a ride. And I think I've gotten rides from like four different people so far since I've been here. And I've only been here for like 5 days, 4 or 5 days. But people have been lovely. And I always admire people's kindness, that no matter where I am in the world. Because I wasn't even hitchhiking. People would just stop and be like, she looks like she's struggling. And I was every single time. And then I did get a bike. The property manager brought a bike that wasn't being used and that I was able to use. And then realizing that the new challenge with having a bike is that there's a lot of hills. And so I tried to bike to town. I tried to bike through town via the main road instead of taking the back road, because I had tried to take the back road and a cow was not having it. The cow just like jumped in front of my way, was not letting me pass. And I was like, okay, great. So let's take the other way. And now I've developed some sort of cow phobia. But anyway, so I went over to the main road to take the main road to town. It's so many hills and I could not make it. I was dying. I had to stop. I was summiting giant hills in like 90 something degree weather. I've never sweat so much in my entire life. A little TMI, but I took off my underwear after this and it looked like I had peed myself, that I was sweating that much, just to paint a picture. And I had someone on that walk had picked me up as well. And then yesterday I biked to the beach, which was a beautiful beach, but it was a hike. And there were moments where I had to push my bike up hills. And on the way back yesterday, I'd reached a moment of like acceptance. I feel like since I've gotten here, I've been resisting. I've been resisting all of these challenges that have come up. I've been resisting, and my initial reaction has been, should I stay here? This is harder than I thought it was going to be. Should I just leave? Maybe this isn't for me. Da, 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 da. And I got called out by a friend who was like, didn't you say you were going to go there to sit with difficult things, sit with difficult feelings? And it was kind of an oh shit moment where I was like, yeah, that is what I said I was going to do. And I haven't even been here a week and those like, should I leave moments were coming up, which is a perfect example of how it's a coping mechanism for me, where I'm like, it's just easy for me to pick up my life and go. That's how I'm going to solve this. I don't have to sit with this. I don't have to feel this. I don't have to deal with this. I can just leave. And I had the thought come up on that bike ride back from the beach yesterday. And I thought to myself, if it was easy, I'd have no reason to want to leave. If it was easy, then I'd have no reason to want to leave. And I had to sit with that of like, this is intentional. The universe is having all of these things come up for a reason. Because if it was easy, I wouldn't want to be leaving. I would be happy to stay. I'd be like, this is amazing. The beach is right there. Everything's perfect. There's no reason for me to want to leave. But when things are hard, that's when we want to leave. That's when I want to leave. And so these challenges coming up, to me, I am interpreting them from the universe as like signs of, you said you were going to stay when things are hard. You said you were going to feel through it when things are hard. And having that kind of like, oh shit, yeah, I did say that. And so now I'm deciding to stay. I've decided to stay. To stay in the sometimes difficult situation, because I want to be a person who can experience hard things and go through them rather than book a flight and run the other way. I want to be a person who can sit with difficult emotions and sit with difficult scenarios and feel through it and experience challenges without just following that instant urge to get the fuck out of the situation. I don't want to be that person, because I think that carries over into my relationships. My intimate relationships, my, you know, fear of commitment. It's easy for me to get up and run. And I don't want to be that person that gets up and runs anymore. So yeah, that is my reflections in just the first 5 days of being here. So you can probably tell it's been a hell of a first 5 days. And like I said before, and I'll say it again, this is not at all to say that travel cannot just be for the joy of it. The trip cannot just be because you feel like taking it. And not to say that I'm never going to do that again. There's definitely, obviously going to be moments in my future. I'm like, I just fucking feel like going to Egypt, so I'm going to Egypt. I just feel like going here, so I'm going here. And it's beautiful that we've crafted lives as digital nomads, as travelers, as backpackers to be able to do that. But I don't want it to be the only way that I live my life. to be the only way that I know how to manage difficulties. So those are my reflections, and I hope this has given you something to think about as a fellow traveler, has given you something to reflect on within your own travels. What are your intentions, I'm asking you? What are your goals? What are you trying to accomplish? What are your aims? Or are you moving aimlessly? Which is okay. If that's what you're doing, then that's okay. I'm not trying to like impose anything on you, but I just want it to be a place of reflection for you, as it has been for me. And so, I hope this encourages you to reflect on your travels, on your intentions. And I'd love to hear if any of this resonates with you or if it made you come to any sort of conclusions. So as always, DM me on Instagram at While She's Away, and I'd love to hear from you. Thank you for listening. There will be new episodes every other Tuesday. I really hope you enjoy this episode and share it with a friend, share it with a fellow traveler. And I hope y'all have a beautiful week. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you found it helpful or that it resonated with you in some way. If it did resonate, all I ask is that you share this episode with a fellow travel girly that you know would benefit so that we can continue to build this female travel community one girl at a time. I'm also always happy to receive messages, so feel free to slide into my DMs at WhileShe'sAwayPod on Instagram. And I'll see you next week for another episode. Bye!